بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، today's lesson is about the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the title of this class is أسماء الله تعالى كلها حسنى. أسماء الله تعالى كلها حسنى. That the names of Allah, the Most High, all of them are the best and most beautiful. All of them are the best and most beautiful. أسماء الله تعالى كلها حسنى. That all of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of them, they're the best names. And they're the most beautiful names. They're the best names and they are the most beautiful names. And Allah, He mentioned in more than one place in His book that He has the most beautiful names. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, and from that, in Surah Taha, Allah, He says, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa, lahu al-asma'ul husna. Allah, there is nothing worthy of worship except for Him, and to Him belong all of the most beautiful names. And to Him belong all of the most beautiful names. All of the most beautiful names. What does it mean that Allah's names, all of them, are the most beautiful? All of them are the most beautiful names. Husna. The people of knowledge, they say that means بالغةٌ في الحسن كماله ومنتهاه. That all of His names, they're the best and the highest in perfection and completeness. No deficiency whatsoever. That all of these names, they're the best name. And they're the perfect name. And they have reached perfection in the most complete manner. All of Allah's names, they are like this. All of Allah's names, they are like this. Now we want to take some points about these beautiful names. And the first point is to clarify how this beauty is with regards to His names. And the beauty of His names, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is because every single name indicates one of His great and wonderful attributes. One of His great and wonderful attributes. So every single name is a name for Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every single name also indicates an attribute of Allah Azza wa Jalla and one of His characteristics, one of His traits and characteristics of perfection. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what from His names is Ar-Rahman. And from His names is Ar-Rahim. So both of these are beautiful names of Allah Azza wa Jal. And from the beauty of these names is that they indicate the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of mercy. Ar-Rahman, He is the one who has vast mercy. Ar-Rahman, Al-Wasi'ah. And Ar-Rahim is the one who bestows the mercy to whom He wills from His creation, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dhu rahmatin wasila. So Ar-Rahman is dhu rahmatin wasi'ah and Ar-Rahim is dhu rahmatin wasila. Both of them indicate the great attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of mercy. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is Ar-Rabb. Ar-Rabb is from the beautiful names of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the beauty of that name lies in the fact that it indicates a perfect attribute of Allah Azza wa Jal. And this name, Ar-Rabb, indicates the attribute of Ar-Rububiyyah. And this name, Ar-Rabb, indicates the attribute of Ar-Rububiyyah, and that the Lordship belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that this is from His characteristic and trait. And also, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is Al-Alim. And that is from His beautiful names. Al-Alim, the All-Knowing. And this name indicates the attribute of knowledge. And Allah, He has ilm. Al-ilm al-kamil. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He has the perfect knowledge. And also Al-Sami'. This is from the names of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Al-Basir is from the beautiful and wonderful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And both of these names indicate an attribute from the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal. Al-Sami' means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has sam'a. He has hearing. He has hearing, a perfect hearing, and an all-encompassing hearing. And likewise, he has al-basar, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he sees the perfect sight, tabaraka wa ta'ala. And we remember the previous class, the way to believe in these names and attributes is without distorting the meaning, nor without denying them, and without asking how, and nor without resembling to the creation. Rather, we say we believe in them, all of them, in a manner befitting His majesty. So we say that Allah Azza wa Jal, He has mercy. Rahmatun taliku bi jalalihi wa azamatihi. With mercy that is befitting to His glory and His majesty, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He has ilm and sam' and basar. He has knowledge and He has hearing and He has sight, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-la'iqa bi jalalihi wa azamatihi, subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's befitting to His majesty and to His honor and His glory and His greatness, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Laysa kamithlihi shay' wa huwa as-sami'u al-basir. There's nothing like Him whatsoever, and He is the all-hearing and the all-seeing. So this is the first point. The beautiful names, they're beautiful because they indicate one of His beautiful attributes of perfection. Every name indicates a beautiful attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they're not just names with no meanings. I need to understand easier, inshallah, meaning that every single name, it has a meaning. Every single name, it has a meaning. They're not just names with no meanings. They're names that have meanings, rather the best and the most beautiful and perfect and complete meanings. Do we understand this? Every name indicates an attribute. It has a meaning, and it indicates an attribute and a characteristic of Allah Azza wa Jal. And likewise, from the names of Allah, Al-Aziz, the most mighty, the Almighty, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this name indicates that He has al-izzah. Al-izzah. That He has might. And that He has power and strength. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is our first point. This is our first point. The second point is that every name is a name of Allah. And the foundation of these names is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The foundation of the names of Allah is His name. The proper name is His name, Allah. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. So all the asma al-husna, they go back to Allah. And their names for Allah. So therefore we say Ar-Rahman is the name of Allah. And we do not say Allah is the name of Ar-Rahman. And we say Ar-Rahim is a name from the names of Allah, and we do not say that Allah is a name from the names of Ar-Rahim. Rather, all of the names of Allah Azza wa Jal, they refer back to Him and His proper name, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do we understand this? So then we say As-Sami' is a name from the names of Allah, and Al-Basir is a name from the names of Allah. And Al-Qadir is a name from the names of Allah. And all of His beautiful names, they are the beautiful names of Allah. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. Another point that we have is that every one of these names is referring to Allah. And it's a name of Allah. But every single name indicates a different attribute. So we say that Al-Alim is a name of Allah, but it's different than the name As-Sami'. It's different than the name As-Sami' because Al-Alim indicates knowledge and As-Sami' indicates hearing. So both of them, they're referring back to Allah, and Allah, He is Al-Alim, and Allah, He is As-Sami', but each one of these names has a different meaning. Has a different meaning. Each one of these names has a different meaning. But they all refer back to Allah, and they're all a name of Allah. But every single name is a different meaning. Every single name has a different meaning and a different characteristic and trait and attribute describing Allah. Describing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you understand that? So from the names of Allah, Al-Khaliq, and this name indicates the attribute of Al-Khalq, of creating. And from the names of Allah, Ar-Raziq, or Ar-Razzaq, and this name refers back to Allah, and it's a name of Allah, but it indicates the attribute of Ar-Razq, and providing. And Al-Malik, likewise, and Al-Malik, both of these indicate Al-Mulk, Wal-Milk, yani authority and dominion and ownership. And these are names that indicate attributes from the attributes of Allah. But Al-Ilm is different than Al-Sama', and Al-Sama' is different from Al-Basar, meaning knowledge is different from hearing, and hearing is different from sight, and mercy is different from ability and power and strength and might. They're all different attributes and different meanings. Do you understand that? But they all refer back to one, and that is Allah. And that is Allah. This is some of the beautiful principles with regards to the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To review our previous class, who remembers the four points that we must stay away from whenever we discuss the names and attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal? Any typers? Typing some texts? Oh, it's in the Qurrasa, but it needs to be in the Ra's. Fi Ra'sika, la fi Qurrasatika. Ah, we have a text. Let me see. Bismillah, two chats. Ah, At-Tamthil, that's number one. Aha, At-Tamthil, we don't make Tamthil. What does that mean? What does Tamthil mean? Ah, we have another, ask how. We have another one, la ta'til. Ha, At-Tahrif, mashallah. We have all of them except for one so far. They have mentioned Tamthil and Tahrif and Ta'til, huh? And Takyif. Takyif. Uh-huh. So let's say it in the manner the people of knowledge, they say it, that we believe in Allah and what He has described Himself with in His book, and what His Prophet has described Him with, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, بِغَيْرِ تَحْرِيفٍ وَلَا تَعْطِيلٍ وَبِغَيْرِ تَكْيِيفٍ وَلَا تَمْثِيلٍ. This is the wording that has come in the beginning of Al-Aqidah Al-Wasitiyya by Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala. بِغَيْرِ تَحْرِيفٍ وَلَا تَعْطِيلٍ وَبِغَيْرِ تَكْيِيفٍ وَلَا تَمْثِيلٍ. بِغَيْرِ تَحْرِيفٍ, what does tahrif mean? It means to distort, and that means to change the meaning, to distort the meaning from the original meaning in the Arabic language. For example, if we say ilm, what does ilm mean in the Arabic language? It means knowledge. So we don't say ilm, it means mercy. We don't say ilm, it means hearing. We say ilm, it means knowledge. What about al-basar? The word al-basar in the Arabic language, we know what it means. We know what it means. It means seeing, it means sight. So we don't say basar means hearing. Basar doesn't mean hearing, and basar doesn't mean knowledge, right? We know what it means. Likewise, in the Arabic language, al-yad. Al-yad. We know what al-yad means in the Arabic language. We know what it means in the Arabic language. And we have seen examples of that. The yad of the human being and the yad of the ant, they're different. And the yad of the clock is all different. But we know what the meaning of yad is in the Arabic language, right? And likewise in English, if we say hand, we know what that means as well. We know what that means as well. So therefore, we do not distort the meaning and say that the word means something else. other than what it means in the Arabic language. And along with that, ولا تعطيل, and we do not deny the meaning either. And in reality, those people who make tahrif, they have denied the meaning. That's what happens whenever they make tahrif. They change the meaning from its original meaning, and in doing that, they actually deny the real meaning. For example, if they say hand means power, we'll say, okay, well, now they made tahrif, and they changed from yed to quwwah. So they made tahrif of the meaning. And in doing that, they have denied the hand of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah and His Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam have affirmed a hand for Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. But it's not like the hands of the creation whatsoever or in any manner. So we believe in His names and attributes without distorting the meaning and without denying them. Also, bi ghayri takyifin. What was takyif? To ask how. Bi ghayri takyifin. We don't ask how. How? Meaning how the reality of it is. We know the meaning, but we don't know the how. To understand how the attribute of something is, you have to know how the essence of that thing is. So just as we believe in the essence of Allah and the existence of Allah, but we do not know how His existence is, then likewise we believe in His attributes, but we do not know how His attributes are likewise. So the only way we know about the attributes of Allah is what He has told us about Himself, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what His Prophet has told us about Him. So therefore we believe in them, and we don't ask how. We refer the how back to Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala. As for the meaning, then we know that and we affirm that. So we say He has hearing in a manner befitting His majesty. And we say that He has seeing in a manner befitting His majesty. And He has mercy, and He has a hand, and He has a face in a manner befitting His majesty. Because these are all of the attributes that He has affirmed for Himself and that His Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has affirmed for Him. And we believe in these things in a manner befitting His majesty. And we understand the meaning of the word, but we do not understand the how. وَلَا تَمْثِيلٌ. وَلَا تَمْثِيلٌ means to make a resemblance to the creation. And we do not do that likewise. We do not resemble Allah Azza wa Jalla to His creation. لَيْسَ كَمِثْرِهِ شَيْءٍ. There's nothing like Him whatsoever. وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. And He is the all-hearing and the all-knowing. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ. And there is nothing like Him whatsoever. There is nothing comparable to Him whatsoever. So to say that Allah, He has hearing like some hearing in the creation, this is disbelief and this is wrong and this is no good. And to say that Allah has a hand like the hands of the creation, or the hand like the hand of a human being, or a face like the face of the faces of creation and the likes like this, this is all falsehood and disbelief, and this is not correct. Because there is nothing like Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So do we understand these four words? بِغَيْرِ تَحْرِيفٍ وَلَا تَعْطِيلٍ وَبِغَيْرِ تَكْيِيفٍ وَلَا تَمْثِيلٍ. These are very important to understand how we believe in Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala and all of the names and attributes that He has described Himself with in His book, because He knows best about Himself, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and He has revealed His book so that we may know Him. So, and He has revealed His revelation and informed us about Him in His revelation, and called us to look into His creation likewise, to know His greatness and to know His mercy and His supreme knowledge and wisdom and kindness, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And likewise, He has sent revelation with His Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to inform us about Him. So what has come here in the revelation of the Quran and the Sunnah, we believe in it without distorting any of the meanings or changing any of the meanings, and without denying any of the attributes whatsoever. And also, we do not ask how they are, and we believe in all of them, and we believe in them and that they are in a manner befitting His majesty. And we do not liken any of them to the creation whatsoever. نؤمن بالله وبما وصف به نفسه وبما وصفه به رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بغير تحريف ولا تعطيل وبغير تكييف ولا تمثيل ولا تمثيل. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.